This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to us from GLBTIQ
community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everything strange, everything wild. Once a week, go a little night. Join us on Sci-Fi and Squee on Joy 94.9.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Io amo tantissimo i fumetti.
Hello Kitty is a girl, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Artists,
Sci-Fi and Scream.
France and Belgium, comics and comic artists are considered art. You know, it's like comics in Europe, it's called benign art.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
It's like you're in a box.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Illustrator, he does comics, all sorts of things. And I want to welcome you to the show, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
That's great. Thank you. And you reply. That's it. Perfect. Okay, so why are we talking to you? You are part of something called European Comic Art. It's a masterclass, a comics masterclass.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And what
it's
can
a
you,
workshop, yeah.
Yeah, a workshop. So what can you tell us about that masterclass?
Well, that is, I don't know, I'm trying to understand, you know, the market and how comics are seen in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that, you know, most of the people, they know a lot about comic books. I mean, like in the American one,
mm-hmm.
so superhero stuff and a lot of Japanese stuff like mangas, but
mm-hmm.
they don't really know about the European market and the European graphic novel, the bande dessinée, which is the you know, the French comics, French and Belgium. You know, I'm working for just French publisher.
Yes.
And my study is very different from the American, the superhero and all the kind of things. And I would like to, you know, to tell people and to explain that there are many kind of comics. And in Europe, our tradition is like very old in comics. And I would like to explain that, to teach them a little bit about our style, our kind of storytelling, the topics, and the all the techniques also. Yeah.
That's great. So basically, for people who are interested in the comics masterclass, what is the fundamental difference with European comic arts and Antipodean or Australian and New Zealand comics that you're aware of?
I can tell you my point of view, which is that in Europe, and especially in France and Belgium, comics and comic artists are considered art. You know, it's like comics in Europe, it's called benign art.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So a comic artist is like an actor, I don't know, a rock star if he is famous, of course. It's not like just a guy who can, you know, draw some cartoons on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's something more. And I don't know, in France, if you walk in the metro, in the underground, you can see movie posters, but you can also see huge, really huge comics posters, you know, about the new book coming out.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I think the difference is that comics are something very important. It's the same as like a novel,
mm-hmm.
Or a movie, or, you know, all the other arts. It's not just about the entertainment, you know.
Yeah, it's well, it's part of that whole idea, I guess, that art is in many things and formats, like you said, movies, novels, actors, even rock stars. So comics are up there, and that is quite different. As you probably experienced from what happens here in Australia. That's very different.
Yeah, it's very different. Very, very different.
So why is it called the ninth art? What are all the other eight? Are there eight other arts, are there? Why is it called the ninth art?
Oh, because it's, as I said, it's just art. There's no difference, you know. There's a lot of people think that comics are, you know, for kids or for young people.
Yes.
Something maybe not stupid, not too, like, smart. Like, you can't really learn from comics, or you don't need to concentrate in reading comics. That is not true. There are a lot of comics that you need really to pay attention when you read them, and you can learn a lot of stuff, and you can, like, travel in another world. It's like when you watch a movie at the cinema for 2 hours, you're like in another world. You're like inside the screen with the actors, and everything is happening there. And the same is with graphic novels.
Yeah, look, that's very interesting, because again, we don't have the same situation as such. Mm-hmm. It is different, and that's going to bring me to a question. And feel free to, if you don't want to reply to it, that's fine. But it just it has popped into my head, and it's the obvious one, Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah.
Situation and over there. Yeah. Is that why you think there's more of an outpouring of grief and awareness about the tragedy of that, or in France?
Well, first of all, there's one thing to say, that sometimes people don't really understand, I think.
Yeah.
People who are not a European, and especially who are not friends, which I'm not, but, you know, I know them, is that they have a kind of humor which is different from the English humor. And the same goes for, you know, this kind of satirical cartoons.
Yes.
So sometimes people don't really understand that, you know, every country has its own kind of humor. It is something very cultural, very national, you know. And then there's the thing about art. So for them, it was not just an attack to the people and to the freedom of speech. It was something more, something bigger. It was against the people, the freedom of speech, the art, the comics, the politics, you know, everything. Because as I said, for them, art is art. It doesn't matter if it is comics, cartoons, novels, movies, music, you know, everything is kind of the same. It's part of the culture, it's part of the people.
Yes. Yes.
I guess that is why.
Yes, it must have affected people very deeply, because they were artists, and that's, like you said, it's... the comics art is art too, and treated as such in Europe.
Yeah.
So I guess the comics masterclass, it will be a really great insight for people to see that. Of course it will.
I mean, what I'm...
You've got to talk yourself up.
What I want to try to do is to give them... To make them feel the passion that I have for this kind of comics, you know, for this kind of art.
Yes.
It's not just something technical, you know. It's not just about the drawing skills or the writing skills. It's something more.
Yes, of course. And do you yourself, let's look at your history and background and your artwork, your comics and illustrations and things. What can you tell us about that? You've won awards, all these sorts of things. What can you tell people about your work and how you would describe it?
You mean what I do right now, or like how I started?
Well, describe, I guess, your work style. An idea of what people, you know, what does your work like? I mean, I can see your work. I'm looking at it online now, but if I was listening to this, how would you describe it?
Moody.
Okay.
I mean, like, I used to draw very realistic comics, you know, like a very classical style, black and white, and I used to draw crime stories at first. You know, my passion and my attention was always about, you know, the little things, about, like, the daily things, you know, about what... people do every day in the normal life, which is actually very important, because it's like in the little things that we change our lives. That is the kind of story that I like. And so my drawings had like a transformation from very realistic. They went to not so realistic, but more expressionist. And I'm trying just to use the line and the colors to describe the you know, the feelings, the emotion, and what is happening in the story. So I don't really have a word for my style.
Mm.
I'm just very like worried about the storytelling, about what I'm saying to the people.
Yes.
Like I want to make my characters real alive, even if they don't look like real people, because they don't. They actually don't look like real people. But I'm trying to make them alive anyway. Mm. You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, certainly. And after all, it is an artistic expression.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, and like I said, you can see those awards, the Spectrum Fantastic Art Award.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
I was very happy.
Very happy. What does that mean for an artist like yourself to win something?
I guess it means a lot about the recognition. I mean, like, this job, you work a lot, like many, many hours.
Yes.
I mean, I work probably 10 hours per day, and I'm always alone, you know, in my studio. So sometimes you, like, you don't really understand how people see your work. So sometimes having an award like the Spectrum makes you feel good, you know. Because you think, okay, all this time spent in my studio trying to do something good, and every day trying to challenge myself and improve my drawing skills as well as the storytelling skills, you know, maybe I'm going somewhere. You know, makes you feel good and makes you feel a little bit more confident, but also scared.
Yeah, no. I mean, you've been involved in graphic novels as well, and many other things. What's been a real highlight for you? Is it collaborating with people or your own work? What gives you the greatest pleasure, do you think?
In this job?
Yes.
You mean being a comic artist? I actually love to be alone in my studio, and I wouldn't change that. You know, I don't want to work like with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm collaborating with a friend. He's in Belgium.
Yes.
And he's writing the story, and we, like, weekly we have a Skype, and we talk about the story and what to do, what not to do, what to change and everything. But we both have a lot of freedom, so I can change a little bit the script, and he can also, you know, change a little bit my drawings, telling me, you know, please change this panel or this character a little bit. So it's nice to collaborate, but it's also very important to me to have the freedom, you know, to be alone and to do whatever I want with my drawings.
Yeah, okay.
So I can do this with him because we really trust each other and we are friends.
Yes.
I'm not sure I could do this with anyone.
Yes, fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah. As an individual, that's good. Now, how long have you been in Australia then? What's the...
And what? 5 months.
How long?
5 months.
Oh, wow, okay. So what brought you here? Why have you moved to Sydney?
Okay, the short story is I came here in 2009.
Yes.
And I stayed for about 1 year.
Okay.
Here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really loved it. I really loved the lifestyle, the city, the people, everything about Australia and Sydney. So since then, I tried to get a visa to come back. Like a permanent visa, I mean.
Yeah.
And so I went back to Italy, I had a son, then I went back to China, and I stayed in China 3 years trying to get the visa, and when I finally got the permanent visa, I moved to Sydney.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
Yeah.
And what's the, as far as the art scene and the comics scene in Sydney, is it very, very different from Europe?
Well, yeah. It's totally different. Totally different.
Mm.
You know, I don't really know it that well. I'm meeting a lot of people, a lot of artists, and the only thing that I'm starting to understand is that not many people can make a living out of comic, which is a little bit sad and also strange for me, because in Europe you can do that, as well as in America. I mean, if you work for Marvel or DC, you know, you can live, you can pay your bills, and your apartment or your house, whatever you want. But here, it's not the same. But I think it's just that, you know, the market is very young, and people, readers, they don't know much about comics. they still have to learn a lot. But it's not something bad about the people. I'm just saying that if you go to a comic book shop, you will find, as I said before, a lot of superheroes, mangas, and just like a very small number of European comics. And I'm not saying that European comics are more important than Spider-Man or Batman or other American comics.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it would be nice to have like a full range of comics.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and so people could know better about this art. The market would be bigger, and maybe the publisher would try, you know, to invest a little bit more in comics.
Hmm, no, good point. Now, do you think the reason there isn't being is because geography, or is it language? Are they available? Are they available in geography. English? Sorry, are they available in English print?
You mean
European comics? European comics.
European comics. Yeah. I mean, not every title, but yeah, of course, they're available in English. Yeah.
Would that have anything to do with it? People thinking maybe they're not, and not understanding that it's.
I don't think so. I just think that it's difficult to find. French comics here.
Is it about distributors then? Is it something to do with that?
Yeah, perhaps? Probably, yeah.
Hmm. I'm just wondering if you knew any answers. Sorry.
You know, no, it's just that I think it's easier for an English speaking country like Australia or, I don't know, New Zealand to have comics from America. They are already in English. You know, you don't even need to translate or anything.
Okay.
So it's very easy.
So maybe there's a job there for someone.
Mm, yeah.
There you go. Some like yourself, perhaps. I'm sure you're already very busy, I hope. So
a little bit, no.
Okay, so moving to Australia is a bit of a difference, culture difference. This workshop's coming up, though, and you're actually doing a couple. You're doing the first one in Sydney on the 21st of Feb, and then
Canberra.
And then Canberra. What's the date for Canberra? March? Something.
The 7th of March, I think.
7th of March, that's right. Yeah, I just couldn't find it on the on the Facebook page there. Never mind, I'll have another look. But so people can expect all sorts of interesting learnings from it, and it looks like it's a good idea to attend if you want to break into the European market or collaborate.
Exactly. I mean, if you're interested in, but it's not just about the European market, I guess. I mean, if you're interested in comics and you just want to learn a little bit about something that probably, I'm not sure, but probably you don't know very well, you should just come.
Yeah. No, good idea. Excellent. Now, just before I let you go, of course, I'm basically just talking about the comics and that sort of thing. What do you hope to, as far as living in Australia and working in Australia, what are your hopes for your own work? Where do you want your work to go? Yeah, in Australia, where would you like it to go? Are you doing Australian style? Does that matter? How long do you think you'll be here for?
Well, the plan is to be here for good, you know. I moved here with my family, so we'd like to stay.
Okay, fair enough. Good. Good.
You know, my visa is permanent, so if everything goes well, we're gonna stay.
Good. Yeah.
So far it's good.
Yeah. Look, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful work. It's amazing work.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know, it's just incredible. Very painterly, very painting-like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that strong sense.
Yeah, because I really love painting.
Cool. So where can people go to find your work, to have a look?
Oh, well, I'm everywhere on the web.
Yeah.
So on Facebook, on Tumblr, on Twitter, Instagram, and my portfolio website, which is thomascampi.com.
Easy to find.
Yeah, easy to find. Yeah.
There's not many Thomas Campis in Australia.
No, I don't think so.
No. Excellent.
I guess not.
Now, the next thing is, I'm just wondering before you go, if you could do me a favor and do a station ID, would that be all right?
What is it?
Okay, so what it is the show Sci-Fi and Squeam, like in Queasy, Squeam.
Squeezy Queen?
No, Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Sci-Fi and I'll click on the web so I can see it, right?
Can you see it? Sci-Fi
Wait.
And Squeam.
Sorry, I need to improve my English skills, but no, I have to give me time, you know.
That's fine. They're really good, actually.
Okay.
You found it.
Sorry, I had to turn on my computer. Okay.
No worries. That's good.
Sonia.
That's
okay. Say fire and scream.
Scream, that's it, yeah.
Okay. I didn't understand first.
That's fine. No, you're doing awesome. Now, Thomas, I wonder, if you could say an ID tag, and what it would be is obviously your name and the name of the show, Sci-Fi and Scream, and you're listening to Joy on Joy 94.9. Something like that.
I have to write it down, or I'm gonna say something very stupid.
No, you're not. That's fine. Sorry.
Okay, so Sci-Fi Scream.
Yep.
I'm not very good at this kind of stuff. Sci-Fi Scream.
Scream.
And 94.9.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. And and if you could say it in French or something in French or something in Italian about comics. I'm serious, yeah. No, really, yeah. I am.
No, what do you mean?
What do I mean?
Say the name of the show and something in Italian.
Yeah, something in Italian about comics. I don't know, a message, a quick message in Italian. I don't know, it could be whatever you like.
So I should say something like, this is Sci-Fi Scream 94.9 and something in Italian.
Yeah, cool. That would be lovely.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to go for that international thing, you know.
I'm really sweating right now.
Oh, okay. I'll cut that bit out.
Okay, I'll try to say. Okay, I'll say the name of the radio and something in Italian about comics. Okay.
Yep, cool.
So this is Sci-Fi Scream 94.9 e io amo tantissimo i fumetti.
Oh, what was that? Sorry. Could you say it a bit slower? Would that be that might work?
Okay.
A little bit slower.
I have to say,
especially the Italian. Yeah, the Italian, just a bit slower.
Oh, the Italian one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Io amo tantissimo i fumetti.
Beautiful. What does it mean?
It's very simple. I just said that I really, really love comics.
Oh, cool. I really, really love comics. Excellent. Yep. You've probably never been asked such a strange thing, but, you know, you're a star. You're one of our stars. Well, one of our future stars, and you are, you know, something quite rare that we have here now in Australia, and hopefully that'll change and we'll see some more comics artists that are Australian as well.
I hope so. Yeah.
You know, start to do comics in a different way. And also at the same time, I'm not saying that it's bad that Australian artists get jobs at Marvel and stuff, but you know, it would be good to see them get their merits on their own original stuff too, like yours.
Do you, just out of curiosity, do you like comics? Do you read comics?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, I try to.
Okay.
I don't always get time, but I like the graphic novels. I like graphic novels more.
Mm.
And that sort of artwork, that sort of style.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you so much. I hope that wasn't too hard.
Oh, no, thank you. And I'm sorry if I was bubbling something. But,
no.
You know, I get nervous, and I'm not that confident about my English, so...
Your English is really good.
Yeah,
very good.
You're very kind.
My English is okay too, yeah. So.
Yeah, your English is fine, yeah.
I'm from New Zealand, and we don't speak English, not really. Or we don't
really?
We don't speak Australian anyway.
Which is a beautiful accent.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Look, thank you so much. I'll finish it off. Thank you so much for speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream, Thomas Campi, an Italian artist down under who's going to be running a comics masterclass. He's here. He's in Australia, well, in Sydney, and he'll be doing that 21st of Feb and then again March 7th, but in Canberra. And when are you coming to Melbourne?
I'm not sure, but I think in April.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, I think for the Home Cooked Festival.
Ah, yes. Julie mentioned that. Yes, good.
Yeah.
All right. Look, fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Oh, thank you.
Sci-Fi and Scream, Thomas. Thank you.
To find out more about Joy 94.9,
check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.